My love is an ocean of waves that comes pounding at your door.
Your door.
Pounding at your door.
Years ago, I went into a vision and I saw this door, and there was a little puddle there of living water. And I felt like God said to me, "This is all you've tasted of me. This is how much you know me, Chris." A puddle. And behind that door was an infinite ocean. Infinite. You can't measure it. Try comparing it to one speck of dust compared to the entire universe. But the entire universe is a billion times bigger than you can imagine. That's how much of the ocean was behind that door. And all I've tasted was a puddle. That's all I know. That's all I can release is just puddles. Because there's an infinite God. We don't, you know, we can glean revelation off each other. But your source is God Himself. He's knocking at your door. In the revelation, He's standing at the door and knocking. Jesus. Why? So He can come in with you and sup with you. Have a meal. Sit down at the king's table and feast on him. That's all I had. Just a little puddle. It's turned into a bigger puddle now. But it's still just a puddle. Enoch has tasted a lot more of God than me. Even though I'm in a new covenant, he's in the glory. In a deeper, like from glory to glory. I know we're in the glory too, but it's just like we're going from glory to glory. Enoch hit levels of glory that it's, if you were to step into that, you would just like obliterate, and it would just be the truth, like just the spirit of you, part of you that's just been redeemed, you know? And there'd be so much glory, the flesh would melt off, and like, oh man, let's give him a new body. His flesh melted off. Too much glory. You know, the fire of God. You know, I saw a post about something about hell. And like, you know, the consuming fire of God is hotter than all the fires of hell. It refines us. Makes us more pure than anything like we could even like or imagine. Fires of hell doesn't refine anything. It's just filth. It's worthless. I want the fire of God in my life. I want that explosive power that just rips the fallen nature off and just lets the risen nature of Christ just brood through you and fill the atmosphere. I like that. It makes me feel good. I like the presence of God that conquers like all of the devil and all of his angels, all of his spirits, fallen angels. The God of peace shall crush Satan underneath your feet. God of peace. A principality of peace just ruling and reigning in the heavens. Hallelujah. Step into him. Step into the Prince of Peace. If there's no peace in your life, you're not worshiping. You're distracted from the King. You have time. You have time to watch Netflix. You have time to drive to work. You have time to sit on a bus, go to work. You have time to do the dishes, don't you? Brother Lawrence experienced the manifest presence of God while he did the dishes. I've fallen into trances and visions on the bus. I would go into like these heavenly realms, and then I would get my blueprints of what I'm supposed to do, where I'm going. For instance, one of those times, since we're talking about feet today, and this is the second video, I took a break from my last video. I just went and worshiped the Lord, and that's what he said to me. I was remembering, like, your love is an ocean. It's pounding at my door. It's like, I'm saying that to God, and he's saying, my love is an ocean. It's pounding at your door. So we're like singing to each other, and the only thing between us is just this door. how much can you open? You know, Jesus is the door. Yeah, we know that. Shepherd of the sheep, John chapter 10. No one can go in but through him. But once you go in, can you open up more to him? So there's no veil. The veil was ripped away on his side. When he died and rose. When he died, just the veil was ripped in two. That only the high priest can go in once a year. Well, he went in. Jesus, the high priest. He went in and he's inviting us to come in. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. Whew. Shabbat. Come in the holy place with the Lord, the most holy place, the holy of holies, where the manifest presence of God is the only reality that's worth paying attention to, where you get his heart, where you give him the desires of your heart, and whatever's impure, it burns up, and then he gives you the desires of his heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Just stay there. Rest. Abide. He abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. Just stay under the shadow, the overshadowing of the Lord. It's not the shadow that you think. It's like a natural shadow. No. This is the overshadowing, that where Peter's shadow overshadowed people and they got healed. It's the overshadowing where the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and birthed Christ into her. Stay into that under, like the overshadowing of the Lord. It's the manifest, brooding power, presence, substance of God that removes all the boundaries that the religion has put on you. It removes every thought that's not subject to Christ. It casts it back down because that's the glory realm. In that realm, there's no shame. In that realm, there's no darkness. It's just pure light, because we're children of light. He's the Father of lights, and he's invited us to come and dine with him. Open the door, because you've only tasted a puddle. I've not met one person on this planet who has tasted at least a river. They've tasted from the river. They've drank from the river. But I mean, like the ocean of God, where your skin falls off. Come on. Where it's just you're walking and you just like, you fill an entire city with the manifest presence of God just by you showing up. Or how about you fill an entire country with the presence of God because you showed up? And demons flee or they confront you. You know. How about you fill the whole earth with the manifest? How big can your spirit man grow, you know? How big, how much of the Lamb can you feast on him and he becomes formed in you and he just electrocutes everything outside of you with life? You're like a walking conduit, a pure power of life and peace of God, releasing everywhere you go. Just fire of God, rivers of living water, torrents of fresh oil, waves of glory billowing from your heart as you just step out of worship. You're not stepping out, you're just still got your heart on him, your mind's on him, you're just walking through the earth realm with God. And then all the demoniacs just come, we know who you are. Come on, that's happened to me, my baby Christian. When I was in a stadium, I went to go take a whiz. And I love God, man. I was a worshiper. I still am. That's like your first basic, if you want a position or something, I'm apostle, I'm a prophet. Well, just be a worshiper, like Mary. She sat at his feet. Or the Mary, she just wept over his feet and just poured the ointment over him, you know? Just pouring out worship on him. And he appeared to her after his resurrection. He was the first one she was the first one he went to. Why? Because he's just like the Father. He's seeking worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he loves relationship. What is worship? It's connecting to God on his level in the spirit. In Christ. Christ is spirit. You're worshiping in the spirit and in truth. There's no deception. There's no hidden motives. You just want God. I just want to be with you, God. I love you, God. You're my Father. I want to see your face. And then when he shows you his face, you're ruined. You're like, oh my gosh, I came from him. It's my father. And it changes you. Ever beholding him from glory to glory, just perceiving God. I don't like just reading about him and never experiencing him. I've discovered you can actually read the Bible and jump through the words and have it right into heaven. It's the washing of the water of the word, right? It washes away the carnal mind. If you read it with the mind of Christ, you know, it washes you, your walk with God. It shows you keys and revelation how you can get walk, like the things that you all already have in Christ. All things are yours. All things. You don't have to go to a man, you go right to God. Go to the man, Christ Jesus. You don't have to go to a priest. We have a mediator, you know, Jesus Christ. The man, Christ Jesus. That's the only place in scripture where he's called the man. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The God man. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Hallelujah. We saw his light. Come on. And he invites us to come into the kingdom of light just by accepting him. Receiving all that he has. Receiving all that he is all. Eat the whole lamb in the Old Testament. It was written as a shadow of what's to come. Jesus. You got to eat all of Jesus. Not just the parts. Certain parts. Don't leave a finger on the table. You need the whole hand, man. Eat the whole lamb. Hallelujah. If you want to walk in total 100% victory, eat the whole lamb. Get a worship life. Testify. How did they overcome the enemy, the accuser of the brethren? They overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. Listen, your testimony through your mouth is more powerful than anyone else. They can't testify your testimony the way you can testify your testimony. Because your testimony of Christ is your relationship with Christ. And it has that spiritual substance that only you, between you and him, have. I know it's the whole body collectively, but yeah. Try giving someone else's testimony. Where's the anointing? Where's the glory on that? And then when you give your own testimony, tell what God's done in your life, it brings an atmosphere. Brings a realm. And it just like, it opens up. That's your working out your salvation with fear and trembling. You're just unraveling what God is like before everyone. And then, you know, that they'll try to shut you down, or they'll, you know, accept it and be healed, saved, and delivered. Hallelujah. Do we have tea here? We have no need that any man teach you. For the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit teaches you. The anointing teaches you. And there are men who are anointed. There are men who have walked in the glory, like way deeper than me. I listen to their stuff and I get whacked. You know, I'm just like, I'm like a baby toddler with my diapers stripped on tight, like, and I'm hanging on to them and I can run, you know. Maybe a little bit wobbly at times, but I can still run. And sometimes I slip and I poop myself and I make a stain, you know, whatever. God, that's why my father's here. My father changes me. Let your father change you. Get to know your father. Some people are so full of like, you know, let the Father change you. Come on, you got to get that stuff out of you. Anything that's not Christ in you, the hope of glory, needs to go. So that's no longer you living, but Christ living in you, Christ living through you. Christ is all in all. Jesus is your King. You know, no man owns you. You're not a slave. You're a slave to Christ. He owns you. Hallelujah. You're not a slave to a program. You sit with Christ in heavenly places above all that man-made trappings, you know. Hallelujah. You're free. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. You're free to be just, not to be, but yeah, to be. Hallelujah. You're free to allow Christ to flow through your very being. You're free to lift your hands in worship wherever. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If the earth is the Lord's, you can lift your hands and worship the Lord in it because it's His. You know, it's neither in Jerusalem nor anywhere else, but we worship the Lord because we worship Him in spirit and in truth. You don't do that just to irritate people. You do that because you're hungry for God. You do that because you love God. And you just want to get tighter and closer and closer. I well, God's already in me. Yeah, me too. But if you, why is the scripture there? Draw near to the Lord and He'll draw near to you. There's an actual drawing near to God, the God that you're in. Me and my wife live in the same house, but we're not always in the same room. It's like when we connect together in the living room, we can sit down and watch a movie together. We're closer, you know? Whereas if I'm sitting in my bedroom playing Candy Crush and she's in the kitchen having food, we're still in the same house, but we're not connected. Like, we're not close. So you can draw nearer to God. He will draw nearer to you. He's always drawing you closer. What do you think Jesus came for? He came to get His family back. He came to bring many sons into glory. Not many sons into religious structures and rituals. He came to bring many sons into glory. Because that's where you're changed. You're changed in the glory by ever beholding Him. How do you behold Him? You get a pure heart. How do you get a pure heart? You sit in the refiner's fire. Invite Him into everything you do. Let God be Lord. God, You're Lord of my Starbucks coffee. You're Lord of my guitars. You're Lord of my body. God, You're Lord of my videos. God, You're Lord of the music that I listen to. You're Lord of every part of my very being. Everything that I have is Yours, God. All these possessions, natural and spiritual, everything is Yours. Now, if there's anything in my life that is displeasing to You or a distraction from You, and You want to remove it, take it. Take it. Because I want more of You. I want You, God, more than the things that I have. Let those all fall off. Paul said, I count it all as dung that I might know Him. All of his theological understanding, all the memorization of the scrolls, which we call scriptures today, count it all as poo-poo. Some of us, our diapers are full. We need the Father to change us. We only get changed when we go from glory to glory. Let the anointing break the yoke. So you can just break the yoke of the world, you know, just fall off of me. Then you can live as a free spirit. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free to live as spirits. He who is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you can live as a spirit. That's your true nature. The fallen nature, that's not your nature. That's the enemy's nature. He hoards over you. He just broods over you. He tries to throw that on you. Just, no, cast that down. That's not God. That's not the image of God's nature. The image of God is the fruit of the Spirit, man. Peace, joy, love, patience, all this stuff. I forgot all the, I have to memorize them. Maybe I'll memorize the Bible, I don't know. Memorize the Bible. Memorize Shabbat, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. It's a journey for us all just to have more of Him. All right, visions, dreams, revelations, Holy Spirit, Shema. First, let's just have a drink from the river of life. God, I just take my cup, I just dip it into Your heart. Out of the throne flows the river of life, the living water. Everything's alive. Everything's alive in heaven, even the flowers. When I was there, I saw these flowers that were, it's hard to tell because it's like a dream. You can't really tell the size. But I needed to get healed up, and I went to this place in Redding, California, Bethel. And this was about a year, And this woman just asked to open up a window in heaven. And we just stepped through it. And the Holy Spirit just came. I could feel the substance of the presence of God in the room. And then I just went off. I was gone. And I was standing in this flower forest. And there was the flowers were like as big as like the biggest trees we have on earth, they just stood up and they're huge. And I felt like so small, but the presence, we could live there forever. And I looked up, and the next part of the vision was, poof, I was above the flowers, because you could just move at the speed of thought, at the speed of will. You know, you're just there. And I was above the flowers. I was looking at the flowers. They had all these, it looked like, you know, a dandelion, when you blow it and all the seeds scatter like that. Well, that's what it kind of looked like, but it looked like a dandelion. You know, it was the glory sparkle stuff on it. And all it needed was a gust of the wind of the Holy Ghost, and those seeds would just go all throughout. Really cool looking thing. And then I kind of came out of that, and then the lady there was, who she was kind of bringing me through a deliverance. I'm in heaven, and it's a lot of glory. And I told her what I saw, and I told her some of my problems, like what I'm here for. Like, this heaven's great. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let's release all your problems into that realm. What? Yeah, release all the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, the hurts, the wounds. Put them all into that place where you just were. And I'm like, okay. I started releasing all this. Why? She goes, because in that place, there's no darkness. It gets obliterated. Come on. That's where we live. We've been translated into the kingdom of light. Live out of your spirit, man. There's no darkness. That nature, doesn't the Bible say it cannot sin? In 2 John or something like that? 3 John, I can't remember which one it is. That seed of him in us. Shabbat. Live out of your Christ nature. Shabbat. Where's that scripture? I have to find it. Also, I'm probably going to get a bunch of people angry at me. Holy Spirit. Shabbat. Oh, here's the other one I was talking about. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things. And is truth, spirit of truth, come on, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. So abide in the Holy Ghost, abide in Christ, abide in the Spirit of God, abide in God. Like, don't stay. I mean, don't stay. Don't leave. Just stay. Stay in that Shabbat. Whoa. Something just came in the room. Whoa, Shabbat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want to stay here. Oh, I just want to stay in this for a while. Hallelujah. Lord, give them some. Hallelujah. Verse 9, chapter 3, 1 John. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Bible. So, go look at it. If you say we have not sinned, and we call God a liar, but we've all sinned when we've entered into him. Hallelujah. Shema. He was born of the Spirit is one Spirit with the Lord, or something like that. I can't remember the scripture right now. You know, all these videos, if they don't provoke you to righteousness, like, I don't know, why are you watching them? Why? Come on, righteous. I want him. He's our righteousness. Every teacher, whatever, they should never lead you to themselves. They should always lead you to the living waters, lead you to him. You can tell who those who live for themselves will always draw people to themselves. But if you live for him, you want everyone to see him, because you've tasted him. You've seen him. You know how amazing he is, how he transforms your life. You just want everyone else to taste him too. When you have something awesome and so good and so valuable, of course you want to share it. And that's what I'm doing in these videos. God wanted me to scatter those seeds all throughout the whole earth. Everything that he shared with me, all the nuggets, the revelation. Listen, God, why are we holding back? God never held back when he went up. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he did not hold back. He gave everything for us. so we could give everything back to him. And he could be everything through us. His body of Christ. Body of the Spirit. The true church is Spirit. Body of Christ. You have no need that any man teach you. Holy Spirit will teach you. But he'll use man. He'll use the Bible. He'll use any means possible where you can hear. You can look up and see a sign, a license plate, and then boom, 333. You realize, oh, Jeremiah. And then you, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And then you go to pray about it. Because God says, call unto me and I'll show you all the things that you never know, like you didn't know. And as you pray, you just go into visions, revelations, trances, and you just experience the living God. And God was just saying, 333, hey, call upon me. I'm going to show you some stuff. 555, grace. We all need it. It's the power of God to walk above that fallen nature. We're walking in the Christ nature, walking in the image of God. 111, Jeremiah, what do you see? It's like a test. Do you see him or do you see the problems? Do you see God or do you see the words of man? 222 is like the keys of David. Come on, opening the doors that no one can shut. 333 Jeremiah, 444 glory doors, glory portals. I think it's Ezekiel 44, it was like a glory door, hallelujah, whatever. The four gospels, the four angels holding back the four winds, and there's a lot of glory, hallelujah. 666, number of the beast, right? The fallen nature. I fought beasts in Ephesus. It's the number of a man. It's the number of the beast. It's the fallen nature of man. But it's also the wealth transfer. 666 is the wealth transfer. Solomon received 666 talents of gold yearly from the world. Was it Ethiopia? It's the wealth transfer. The true riches are souls. They're going to be transferred out of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's the true riches. It's found inside of them. When God gets his children back, he fills them with himself and they shine like beautiful diamonds in the sky. Look at the stars, Abraham. So shall your descendants be. They're big balls of fire in the sky. Yeah, count them. You can't count them. Innumerable. Just big balls of fire lighting up the heavens. Hallelujah. So shall your descendants be. Sometimes you can see in between the lines. Yeah, it's the number, but it's also the fire. God's going to refine the whole world with the fire of God. You know, as the days of Noah. Hallelujah, Shaka. I just want to know him. You know, you can have all the wisdom, all the knowledge of the whole world, but if you don't have love, you're nothing. Your words will just be irritating, word like a terrible drummer smashing cymbals. Purpose of life is God. Purpose of life is God. It's love. His love is the foundation for all those things. If you don't have love when you're speaking, then what are you speaking for? Love is selfless. Are you speaking for him? Or are you speaking for yourself? Hallelujah, man. Whoa. Jesus. Oh, whatever. Just drink the Lord. Take a drink break. I'll just be that ass that carries Jesus through Jerusalem. Not touching the glory, just carrying the King through Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Ass is the King James version of donkey, just in case you... Okay. Listen, man, those asses are smart. Balaam's ass, he smote that thing. Balaam smote that thing, and that thing was having... He could see in the spirit. That donkey could see the angel, and Balaam was the prophet. He was blinded because he was being selfish. Wanted money. Mammon. But the donkey didn't want any money. He just wanted to do whatever his master told him, which was Balaam. But he saw the angel, you know, the angel of the Lord. You know, the spiritual realm is a little bit more dominant than the natural realm, you know. We have one master, one Lord. His name is Christ. Jesus. Anyways, this little donkey's walking along and he sees the angel. He's having open visions, you know, he can see in the spirit realm. And then he crushed Balaam's foot. He kept on stopping because Balaam wanted to go do his own thing. And then, you know, I think you know the story. And then Balaam he wanted to kill that donkey. But that donkey saved his life because that donkey was spiritual. Spoke with a man's voice, the Bible says. Man. You know, the animals, come on, they're spiritual too. What happened with those pigs, the demon-possessed pigs? They had enough lick of sense. Well, we're all the demons, like, went in from that man into the pigs, into the animals, and they ran into the waters because they know that demons don't like dry places. They ran into the waters and died. Come on, we're supposed to go into the living waters and die to ourselves too. Come on. Every little thing can teach you. If you just see it from a renewed mind, you know. Yeah, we need to die. It's not me that lives, but Christ lives in me. In the life of the living in the flesh, live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me, because he loved me. Love is selfless. Wants the other ones to be built up. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Shabbat. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for the wine of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you for the angels that encamp around about us, Lord. Thank you for the angel of the Lord that encamps around about those who fear him, God. Thank you for the truth that sets me free, your person, your words, your daily bread, just flooding my spirit, soul, and body, and filling me with the goodness of God. Thank you, God, for life more abundantly. Thank you for the air that I breathe, the Ruach HaKadosh, whatever how you say that word. I ain't no scholar, but I love you, Lord. I thank you for the peace. I thank you for the life. I thank you for the courage. Thank you for boldness, God, because boldness and courage comes from hearing him. It doesn't come from anything else but hearing him. You can be bold and be like an absolute fool, but enter into destroy yourself. But true courage and boldness comes by faith. It's just another word for faith. Step out and walk in faith. Hallelujah. Release the Lord. So it'll be like the land of the living. As it is in heaven, it'll be on the earth. The more you release what he's taught you in secret, it'll be manifest out in the open. Hallelujah. It'll be like a tree, like a mustard seed just growing into this great tree where the birds and the fowls of the air can take shade in your branches as you're taking rest in the true branch. You know, Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Yeah, a lot of those creatures, those birds of the air, who knows if they're clean or not? You just overshadow them with your spirit life. Yeah. Guys, God broods over you. You can just brood over creation and just let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Just the same way that you're brooding over me in the spirit realm, Lord, just brood over these people through me and just fill them up. Wash away the dust of the earth. Wash away the serpent food. Wash away the dust from filling the wells of salvation so they can drink your life. Speak to the rock and he'll give forth his waters. All you got to do is speak to the rock. How do you speak? You use this? Sure. But use this and this connected. Boom. That rock will give forth his waters. If you knew the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and who it is talking to you, which is Jesus, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living waters. All you got to do is ask, and you shall find. No, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. You know, ask, and you shall receive. What are you going to receive? Living waters? You know, I used to sing this song, in a dry, weary land, you are my water. And he is. Because behind that door is an ocean of the living waters of God that the heaven of heavens cannot contain. The heaven of heavens is bigger than our universe, the natural. The heaven of heaven is still growing. The heaven of heavens is you have no grid for how big that is. Eternity all the way back and eternity all the way forward is just that big compared to the heaven of heavens, how far God, how much He fills. The living waters will fill, flood through you. If you just open up, connect your heart with your words and speak His words. You'll see a double-edged sword coming out of your mouth, killing demons and setting people free. It's His words in your mouth, a double-edged sword. But it's His words that are connected with your mouth. Like His life in your life. You're one with Christ, right? It's Christ coming through you. It's not just memorizing the Bible apart from experience or apart from spirit. It's just encountering that living God where it's just Christ is formed in you. And the formation of Christ just comes right through you. You are spirit. Start living like one. Live out of your Christ nature. And the distractions that the fallen nature, that fallen world tries to pull you down. Like, not today. Not today. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places and I enjoy peace. I like peace more than the distractions of the world. I'd rather set my affections on things above than the torment below. Because I know there's stress, depression, anxiety. Those things are not in my nature. Those are in the enemy. Because he knows that he has a short time. So he comes and broods, tries to get over you, but you're like, I cast down every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge, the revelation knowledge of God. God is love. God is peace. God is joy. God is mercy. God is the substance of the river of life, the anointing. Come on, that's God. He's your Father of glory. Where's the glory? Go to God, you'll see. Go to God, you'll see. You'll see. Come on. Go to God. He's your source. He's your life. He's your wisdom. The wisdom of man is foolishness with God. Get true wisdom. It comes from God. Hallelujah. It's given to the heart. The Bible says that God filled Solomon's heart with wisdom. Wisdom comes to the heart. When you see, when you perceive God through your heart, you can receive the impartation of wisdom. And it's just Him speaking His words. Shabba. I hope you're enjoying this. I don't know. Shatira, as I was worshiping earlier, I saw like a, I remembered, I was just like a little boy, man, kneeling at this altar, and I could feel the presence of God. I just felt like a little boy, and the altar that I was kneeling at was like an eternal realm. And I was standing before like an eternal realm, and tears just started rolling down my cheeks. And I felt so small because I was so small. And I was just there, and I'm like, I could feel my Father. That was Him just projecting that eternal realm around me. And it's like He just, like, I came from Him into the world to receive Him so that same realm can flood through me. Just a vessel. And I was crying there as I just stood before my Father. He's so amazing. His love, His peace, His atmosphere, His words, His humor, His wisdom, His wits. Like, even if just standing there in silence, just staring, just the way He looks, that's enough to change you forever. And it will. You'll be ever going from glory to glory forever. The more He unravels who He is, the mystery of God, the more He unravels His love, the more He unravels His wisdom, the more He unravels His might, the more He unravels every part of who He is. Every unraveling is just a wave of manifest glory that just leaves you in awe. I remember just staring at this one preacher. He was preaching. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit told him that before eternity, before all these things came out of God, God was a perfect circle of love. Holy Spirit worshiped the Father. Father worshiped, you know, the Word of God. They just like loved each other, like just constant love, unbreakable, perfect circle of love. And as he was talking, like in my natural mind, what do you mean worship? What do you mean? Doesn't make sense. And then, but I threw that away and I just stared at him. I want to hear the spirit of what he's saying, because the spirit was so thick in the room. Holy Spirit was there, manifesting out through the man as he spoke. And the more I stared at him, the more that it seemed like everything around him almost felt like it went into darkness. And his face just shot light. His face is turned into a light bulb right in front of me. The guy knows God. See God coming right through him. It's like love, light, purity, everything you would ever desire was just flooding right through this man. He's just a man with a relationship with an amazing God. If just what just happened now, it happened right there as I saw God leaking out of a man. I've never seen anybody's face transfigured before that. I didn't know it was possible. I watched God ooze out of a man. Someone who yielded up all of his body, all of his soul, all of his spirit, all of his life to serve. Greatest of all is the servant of all. I'm hungry for that. Not just so God can come through me. Yeah, I'm hungry for him. I want him. Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to rip all my flesh come, like right off and just come right through me. Yeah, I don't care. My life is not my own. How hungry are you for God? Trust me. Holy Spirit will always fill those who are hungry for him with good things. You know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled with righteousness. That righteousness will shine like the sun, brighter than the sun. His righteousness is pure glory light, just coming with tangible substance. And your normal human emotions and body can't handle that kind of, that level of glory. I don't know. I can't anyway. I'm just a baby. I don't know. When I see that stuff and I see what's possible, like, man, I hate what religion has taught me. That one day when I die, I'll see God. Well, how about his resurrection is my resurrection too? Yeah, one day when I die, I'll go to heaven. I'll fly away. We sing the songs. Well, didn't I already die in Christ? Am I not risen with him in heavenly places far above all those things? Now I can experience these realities of where what's truly reality. No, religion will teach you unbelief towards the spirit. That's why the natural man and the spirit, they have this clash. They're enmity. The natural mind is enmity against God. It's enmity against the spirit of God. Because it's natural. And God is spirit. Listen, man, I don't know. I know you want God, or else you would probably pass stop. You know what? You should just worship him. Give God what he wants. God is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Speak to the rock, then he'll give forth his waters. Those living waters. open your mouth and he will fill it with honey from the rock. That honey will enlighten your eyes like it did to Jonathan. Jonathan took the stick and just, his eyes were enlightened. He didn't know, whatever. Eat the honey of his presence. The honey glory. You'll see clearly. When I just obeyed Jeremiah 33 verse 3 one time when I saw it on a mirrored window. Come on. You know, the mirror is the washing of the water of the word. You know, I obeyed the word of the Lord. And I went to a prayer meeting and just bam, vision after vision. I had like 12 back-to-back visions with open heavens, this honey realm, glory. I could step in and I could step out at will. That's how strong I tested it. I was like, wow, what happens if I just step out? I just stepped out. Ooh, this is normal or just natural. That's I'm going to go back in the honey cloud. And I would. I'm back in the honey at will. Listen, that's coming. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that they cast with those two witnesses as often as they will. They could cast down fire from heaven or whatever, you know. But I like the goodie bag, you know. That's just where I'm at. I like the glory, the anointing, the presence of God, revelation, and the sauce, and, you know, the friendship of God. That's all I'm into. You know, all the judgments and stuff. Well, whatever. God, just whatever. Bring judgment on me. Whatever's not of you, God, burn it up. In Jesus' name. Well, God bless your face. Seek his face. And you just might find his face shining through yours one day. Hallelujah.